Spoštovane poslušalke in dragi poslušalci, v današnji oddaji smo že slišali zanimiv pogovor s patrom Cirilom Božičem, voditeljem slovenskega misijona v Kjuju v Melbourneu, ki je več povedal o letošnjem obisku v Sloveniji. Na obisku je tudi bil melbornški nadškof dr. Denis Hart, ki je že drugič obiskal našo prelepo Slovenijo. Nadškof Hart prav tako letos praznuje zlati jubilej mašničnega posvečenja in sem zelo vesel, da ga imam kot gosta v današnji slovenski oddaji. Midva se bova seveda pogovarjala v angleščini in ga bom sedaj pozdravil. Your Grace, the Archbishop of Melbourne, Dr. Denis Hart, it is my absolute pleasure to introduce you to our listeners. You've been a guest of our program previously, and it's an honor to have you today as a guest of the Slovenian program on SBS Radio. Welcome.
I'm really delighted to be with you because I have a great love and regard for the Slovenian people, and it's my second visit to Slovenia from the 7th till the 13th of July. And I think it's always been a wonderful experience and a wonderful pilgrimage, really.
A pilgrimage, particularly this year when you're celebrating your Golden Jubilee, 50 years since you were ordained a priest.
Yes, I was ordained a priest on the 22nd of July back in 1967. It was the feast of St. Mary Magdalene, and she's the apostle of the apostles because she went back and told the apostles that Jesus was risen.
On behalf of our listeners, Your Grace, I'd like to offer our sincerest congratulations on this huge milestone.
It is, but it's a lifetime of what I've always wanted to try and do for God and for people. And I'm just so humbled by the wonderful people I meet in the church and their dedication often in the midst of suffering. To me, being a priest or a bishop is always lifted up by such good people who have faith and love.
Please tell us a little bit more about yourself and what made you decide to become a priest.
I was the eldest of three children. My mum and dad were wonderful people. I grew up in Hawthorne and went to St. John's Maris Brothers College and then on to Xavier College in Kew. And at St. John's, the Maris Brothers were always very participatory. I think one of the big things was that I was an altar server at Immaculate Conception Church. The parish was run by the Jesuits, so you could say I went to a Jesuit parish, a Jesuit school, and the diocesan seminary was run by the Jesuits also, but they didn't catch me. But what I think I did learn was to see the priests at work with the people in the parish, their goodness to people, their care of people, and it sort of started to illustrate for me, I think I could try and do something like that if I were good enough. And I served Mass every day, I loved what I was doing, and I was accepted for the seminary. So for me, it was a natural transition from the education I'd received, the prayer and love in my family, and my dad was an accountant and was National Secretary of the Knights of the Southern Cross for a long time. Mum was a teacher, and she'd never give up, you know, she was always leading us to improve. And my brother Martin and I enjoyed that. I had a little sister, Anne. She was born with Down syndrome, and of course, Mum had to look after her very, very well until she died at the age of 13 when I was 18. So there was sadness in the family, but there was great faith and great strength. And I thank God for my wonderful parents and for the family life that I had, which I treasure.
Your Grace, what was that defining moment where you realised God is calling you?
Look, I don't think any angel came on in lightning or anything like that. I think it was a gradual realisation that I was at home and that if my gifts could be used in the priesthood, that was what I felt I could offer. And I went to the seminary, not sure. I had 8 years in the seminary, and every year it was a coming home. It was a reassuring process. So no specific moment except to realise that what I was doing I knew was right for me.
SBS
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 Radio.
Drage poslušalke in dragi poslušalci, v čast mi je, da se lahko danes pogovarjam z melbonskim nadškofom doktorjem Denisom Hartom, ki letos praznuje 50 let mašničnega posvečenja oziroma zlati jubilej. Nadškof Denis Hart je pred kratkim tudi obiskal Slovenijo s patrom Cirilom Božičem, tako da se bova zdaj pogovarjala o tem in kako je doživel ta obisk. Your Grace, please tell us a little bit more about your visit to Slovenia. For our small Slovenian community, this is a big news story, especially considering it's the second time you've visited beautiful Slovenia.
Father Cyril Božič, of course, is a magnificent organizer, and he took me to Slovenia a number of years ago, and this year he invited myself and Bishop Les Tomlinson of Sandhurst, and we arrived on Friday the 7th of July, and we were met by Father Cyril, Father Paul Smith, Father Stan, who is a missionary, a Jesuit, who is a missionary in Africa, and other priests. And it was a wonderful week. We traveled around together. On the Saturday, the 8th of July, I went to the National Shrine at Brezje and concelebrated Mass with Archbishop Zore in the Basilica, with the provincial, with the rector. Father Paul Smith, who'd been the provincial here in Australia for the Franciscans, was also with us. And Maria Anzic, the lay missionary from the Slovenian mission in Kew. All of us moved together. That Mass was a wonderful moment, and it really helped us to appreciate perhaps the first celebration of the Jubilee. And the young priests, the Octet Oremus, who were out here in Australia singing, came and sang at the Mass. So it was a wonderful beginning and a realization that 50 years just doesn't happen. And the fervor of the shrine, the wonderful words of Archbishop Zore, underlining that every one of us has a gift, and life is God's gift to us, just as Mary gave Jesus to be our Savior, she brought us as a true mother. Mary, of course, is the one who gives us the gift of Jesus. And both at the National Shrine on the 8th of July, and the following day when we went down to Primorska to Sveta Gora, and I celebrated Mass with the retired Bishop of Kolpe, Monsignor Metod Pirie, brought home to me the power of the love of Our Lady in Catholic faith. I've always thought that the love of Mary brings a warmth, a humanity, a realism, that we're not only talking about things we believe or things we have to do, but there's a real personal care and love that Mary had. And she goes back to heaven, as we celebrated on Tuesday, the first of the redeemed, and she will be there to welcome us with her love and prayer as she supports us on our journey.
Your Grace, what were some of the other highlights of the week you spent in Slovenia this year?
I certainly think that the opportunity to visit all the various areas. We went to the island shrine at Bled, such a beautiful lake, and as well as visiting the parish church. We had a wonderful interview with Dr. Julius Janus, the Apostolic Nuncio, and then we went to Novo Mesto, to the Franciscan Friary there, and we also visited Father Cyril's home, and his mother, Maria Božič, is 94 and a half years old. This is not the first time I've met her, but even though language barriers are there, there's a warmth and there's a love that's there that you can't escape. And I think that would be true meeting Father Cyril's mother, meeting Maria Anzic's brothers and sisters. Just a sense of family, the beauty of the country, the challenges that are being faced on the 12th of July. We went to Maribor and I had lunch with Archbishop Kvikl, the new archbishop, in the Franciscan Friary. Oh, we went to the Franciscan Friary later too. So it was a wonderful ability, and I have the map in front of me, and we almost went north, south, east and west in day trips from Ljubljana. We had the experience of real Franciscan hospitality. The Franciscans don't just talk about love. They are loving and compassionate and generous. And that influence in the Slovenian people, together with the love of Our Lady and the wonderful faith, has really made, I think, a tremendous difference in my life and has encouraged me to see that faith is certainly something intellectual, certainly something in which we leap and wonder at our beautiful God, but also it's got a human, welcoming, lovely communitarian dimension. And everywhere I went in Slovenia, the beauty of the country, the welcome of the people, and the joy and peace that was there, it was something that I'll never forget.
Slovenia is such a land of contrasts, isn't it?
It is, it is. You know, the plains and the mountains and down to the various borders. When we were at Sveta Gora, we were so close to Italy, for example. And then up at the other end at Maribor, we were a long, long way away. But I think just the contrasts, we even had a ride in a helicopter, which helps you see those contrasts, the mountains and the plains and the beauty of the country, the greenness, the flowers. And that's reflected in what touches the hearts of the people. And I think Slovenians who have come to Australia have carried that with them as their witness. And when we were at the National Shrine on the first day, some Australian Slovenians were there. And I'm sure they appreciate coming to the National Shrine, which, of course, was visited by St. John Paul II when he was Pope.
Indeed it was. Your Grace, Archbishop Dennis Hart, it has been an absolute pleasure speaking to you today on the Slovenian program on SBS Radio. Once again, on behalf of our listeners, I congratulate you on achieving this massive milestone, celebrating your Golden Jubilee since being ordained a priest all those years ago, half a century ago. So much has happened in 50 years. We wish you at least another 50 years.
Oh, I would hardly be able to walk. But it is a wonderful thing. I think I keep the 50 years as something wonderful that God has done for me and some few things that I might have been able to do for people. So it's quite humbling to know that God's love and mercy and kindness and goodness have lasted with me all this time.
Wishing you all the very best, and thank you once again.
Thank you, and God bless you.